Hey everybody, I want to tell you about St. Pete's Best Kept Secret. This is Lisa V from Hollywood Connections, and I want to tell you about Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery located at 2705 54th Avenue North in St. Pete. Their phone number is area code 727-575-7929. They have the best Colombian food in the state of Florida and all over, I guarantee. They're open 7 days a week. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open late Friday and Saturday with live music. Please let Marlon and the crew know we sent you. Tampa Bay, Largo, St. Pete, Seminole, and everywhere in between. This is the real Lisa V, often imitated but never duplicated. And my show, Beauty Queen Special, is called What's Going On, St. Pete. Right now, I know everybody with the COVID situation and everybody's lives have changed drastically, but we are really here to help local businesses. I have my friend Joanne right here, who is part of one of the most amazing foundations. They help cancer patients. They help with rides. They help with sometimes medicine, sometimes medical needs. But the one thing that they do is they clean cancer patient houses for free. So while you're battling and kicking cancer's butt, the last thing you need to worry about is your house being clean. And I know from firsthand people that I have known who have survived cancer, and I know those who have, you know, not been able to survive cancer and are with God right now. I know that every penny counts. And as a community, I'm very, very blessed to have been blessed this last week by the I Love St. Pete page on Facebook. Due to no fault of my own, I ended up becoming carless. And I reached out to Stan Arthur, the gentleman that helped start this page years ago. By 2015, he was at 5,000 members. And now, as of last count, he is at 57,000 members. And he reached out to the community. I had no idea. I had asked him if he knew of a car dealership that could help me due to the fact that my financial situation was not a big down payment. And next thing you know, he's opened up a Facebook page that actually was a fundraiser. And within about 3 days, they were able to get $3,000, and I was so blessed to pick up my car. It'll be 2 weeks this Saturday from Krill Motors on 66th Street, right at 46th Avenue. And when I say I got an amazing car because of I Love St. Pete, so I tell everybody, this is not my car, it's I Love St. Pete's car. So anybody out there who follows me on Facebook or is part of the I Love St. Pete community, I have no words to say except thank you. You really changed my life and the comments. And we were also featured on Channel 10 news about people helping people. So right now, our show is about people helping people. And I am so blessed to not only have one job, but have two jobs now. I work for, I'm a receptionist at J'adore Nail Bar. And I am so blessed. Lynn, you are an amazing boss. You're an amazing human being. She has been so gracious to donate two gift certificates, one to her restaurant right around the corner from the nail bar called The Spot Sushi Burritos, and I had their food tonight. And let me tell you, amazing. And she has also become a member of the I Love St. Pete Key Tag program right here. And she also has donated a free mani and free pedi to our cause, which is Joanne's foundation. And I'm going to pass the mic over to Joanne. And we're very, very blessed. Her grandson, Wyatt, is here. And he's never been on the radio. So, Wyatt, why don't you speak into here and tell everybody your name and how old you are?
Well, my name's Wyatt, and I am 9 years old.
And what is your favorite TV show that I know you probably watch, or what's your favorite game to play?
My favorite game is Fortnite, and my favorite show is SpongeBob.
That's mine too. Squidward is my favorite. I love him. But my friend, like I said, St. Pete and the I Love St. Pete Facebook page literally puts people together. And this is how I found Joanne. And Joanne, please tell us about the foundation. Tonight on the air, we're going to raffle off the gift certificates right here. We've got Catman Don's hat. Sorry, it's the only thing I could find out in the waiting room. So we're going to be picking a winner. But Joanne, please tell us about the foundation. Tell us what you do. And please give the website so people can donate and help you help other people.
my name is Joanne Brocchio, and I have a cleaning business, Made to Order FL. And what we do is 10% of what we make goes to our nonprofit, Love Thy Neighbor, and we clean cancer patients' houses for free. I have an air conditioner, a pest control guy, and a carpet cleaner that help me with this. The fundraiser that I'm doing right now is actually for a nonprofit that I work really close with. It's called Women with Purpose. They're the ones that get me the cancer patients, and they do the financial aspects. They do the rent, the mortgage, bills, gas, whatever. Jane, the owner of the nonprofit, came to me and said, because of the COVID, I can't do any events. If I don't raise some money, I'm not going to be able to help anybody. And of course, I said, let's do this fundraiser. Let's see what we can get. So that's why I'm doing this today, to help a fellow person who has another nonprofit because we work together and together we're better.
That is correct. And like I said, we've all come together from a page, I Love St. Pete on Facebook. Those of you who are not part of the I Love St. Pete key tag program, you need to reach out to me. Go on Facebook. If you're a local business, St. Pete area, Largo, Seminole, please reach out to us because we will help you. And the greatest thing is it's almost like when you join the program, which is free, you actually get to advertise daily on the I Love St. Pete Facebook page. And I know for a fact that several businesses who have been part of this, literally their business tripled. And just from me explaining about the nail bar that I work at as a receptionist, people have already said, oh my gosh, I've heard about that place and now they're part of the program. I definitely want to give them my business because we do give back to the community. It's a great page. If you're looking for a restaurant, if you're looking for a doctor, if you're looking for a cleaning service, if you're looking for a photographer, you just have to go to the I Love St. Pete page, click on the search engine, and you can pretty much find anything that you need. What is the address? What is the webpage to her foundation? It's and they accept
Women
PayPal.
With a Purpose.
Women with a Purpose on Facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you guys done in the past for people? I know that you clean houses, but what one thing have you done that just really made you realize that no matter what, you need to continue doing this, no matter how you have to find the funds, you know, raise the funds, that you need to keep moving because this changed, you know, somebody's life?
This nonprofit is personal. My brother died in 2000 of cancer, and it was for him. I was sitting there watching him pass away, and everybody was coming to visit him and making a mess. So I thought, when he passes away, I would do this in this honor. And I just lost my sister in February, so this really means a lot to me. But I do more than, you know,
that's true.
The cancer patients. I help a local nonprofits like New Directions. I help with donations and stuff. They need you, and that's how we met.
Yes, we met through
they
that.
They put on the page that we needed somebody to pick up brush, and you
I show
offered
up, but
to help, and I got somebody to come help you, and
that's
here
all
we
it
are
took.
Today.
And
it's,
you know,
community.
When God puts people together, Dawn, you know, came into my life through church, and all these amazing people have come through the I Love St. Pete Facebook page, and I have people right now. We have, this is my friend Ellen Smith. This is inspired. It says, I Love St. Pete. These are towels that you can work out. They can be your workout towel. They can be your kitchen towel. They can be any type of towel. She custom makes them. You can find her, Ellen Smith, on the I Love St. Pete page. If you can't get a hold of her, you get a hold of me, and I will deliver you the I Love St. Pete. The other one that we have right here, these are $12. And the other one right here says, life is better at the beach. And that's the truth. I know life is better at the beach, but together as a community, I know that COVID, you know, literally stopped, you know, I was jobless again on Thursday because the bars were closed that, you know, mostly sold Captain Rusty's seafood dip. And, you know, I prayed, what am I going to do? And, you know, this lady puts an ad on I Love St. Pete, and she says, I need a receptionist, and I'm at a nail salon, and, you know, I'm also bilingual, so that, you know, will help when people come in who don't speak English and speak Spanish. But literally, in just 2 days, what has happened where she needed somebody, I needed a job, and it's just one of those where when it fits, it fits. And when God is pushing you, I never would have thought at almost 50 years old I'd be a receptionist and going to be working in the restaurant business again. I used to own a Subway years ago. It was my second job. And now here I am hosting and co-hosting radio, helping you get the word out about your foundation. And it's just amazing how no matter what you try to do, as long as you're doing good and doing, when you, as Pastor Joe says, do something nice for somebody. Pay it forward always. Even if it's buy somebody a cup of coffee in the Burger King drive-thru line, you don't realize what somebody's going through, and that little act of kindness can totally change their whole outlook. I know for a fact that, you know, when this car situation, I mean, I'm still in awe that total strangers wanted to help me just because of the person that they saw I was, who I, you know, portray. I am, you know, the real deal. I'm the real Lisa V, and sometimes I'm loud. Sometimes I come across the wrong way, but my heart is pure. I love God, and I love my community, St. Petersburg. They are just amazing. And I know if I'm able to help anybody, you can reach out to me, 407-690-8472. If you're hungry, if you just need somebody to talk to, we need that right now. COVID has totally changed our entire existence, our entire world. And I know that it's changed me, you know, forever. I look at things differently now. And, you know, I have to wear a mask all day at work. I have asthma. It does affect me a little bit, but all I can think about is those people who are alone fighting, you know, a horrible disease. We need to be there for them. And I know that Joanne here is ready, and we're going to be doing fundraisers. And like I said, we are going to have Wyatt pick the three names that are going to win either a Mani and Pedi, either a $50 gift certificate to Nori Thai and Basil Leaf in St. Pete Beach. Thank you so much, Joy, the owner. She's amazing.
Thank you so much.
And also Lynn, the owner of the Spot Sushi, she also gave a $50 gift certificate today because she believes in our cause. And when you do things for other people, you're never without. You pay it forward, it always comes back, you know, tenfold. And I'm just so blessed to be part of an amazing community. I wouldn't be on this show right now if it wasn't for Dawn Reese, who I love her more than I used to love cake. And I was 315 pounds, so I ate a lot of cake. I guarantee you that much. But when I say it's all about community, and you know, you can call us in the station, 727-441-3000, and you can get a hold of Dawn, myself. I can get a message to Joanne. But we really have so much to be thankful for. And Joanne, you work all the time. Every time I turn around, you're always on Facebook. You see that somebody needs something. Somebody's father needs an air conditioning. He's disabled. So I'm also trying to find people that have, you know.
I got the air conditioner.
Oh, we got the, see, look at that. She got the air conditioner. So, I posted that, and now she has been able to bless somebody with an air conditioner. We have probably about 4 minutes left here, but I also want to thank from the I Love St. Pete key tag, Wrench Masters were the ones who bought the last set of key tags. Hopefully, I'm going to be able one point to sponsor and buy the key tags. And their phone number is 727-585. Okay, of course, my glasses are 9888. They are Wrench Masters. And they are 10% off all repairs with this key tag. I know for a fact that CJ's on the island. I know that Pesky Pelican, Dan, you are up for a COVID award for literally taking over when our community was without food and without chicken and without milk and without toilet paper. He took his restaurant, the Pesky Pelican, and he turned it into a farmer's market. And he had a drive-through service where you could drive up and say, hey, I need this, this, and this. And he had sanitizer when nobody else had it. So for those of you who follow his page and follow us in I Love St. Pete, please, please, please vote for him. I mean, he is just an amazing man. Today is Taco Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wing Wednesday. And I will be there for sure. But Joanne, if people are looking for a job, I know that they must have a car and a clean background. What is the best way for them to get a hold of you? Is it to go to your webpage, to call you, or to send a resume to an email? How can they?
The best thing to do is probably call my office, 727-384-6243, and ask for April, and she will have them come down and do an interview. But we are definitely looking. People on unemployment don't want to work. They want to collect it as much as possible, but we're really hurting for some good people to work for us.
And she's an amazing woman, so I promise you that you definitely will not have any issues with a boss, because you know she's just amazing, and I'm so glad that I met you through I Love St. Pete. And there's a lot of musicians and bands that are actually, you know, going viral, local bands that are on, you know, I Love St. Pete. Stan, you know, is in the band More Is More. They're, you know, not performing right now because of the bars being closed, but any of you out there that have friends that are in bands, please get a hold of me, 407-690-8472, and we will try to share your page, you know, share when you go live. A friend on Facebook also, Vince, he's been having some of the local bands perform in his backyard, and, you know, social distancing, but that way they can continue, because people don't realize how many, you know, people are literally out of work when you close a bar. You lose the waitress staff, you lose the bartenders, you lose the people that clean, and the one thing you definitely lose is the bands. And every place on St. Pete, Madeira Beach, Treasure Island, they have bands. And now these people are out of work, and you've got to help our community, because without everybody pitching in, it's, you know, it takes a total army to help, and I just know personally that anything I can do, shout out your business. You know, we usually charge for that. I give out a lot of shout outs just because I know people. We have to pay for the airtime, and all my sponsors are bars and they're closed. So I'm literally, like Dawn, paying for the airtime, you know, and sharing it with you, Joanne. But it's just, we need to stay focused. We need to know that there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and COVID isn't going to be here forever. It's just, stay safe, wear a mask. If we would just follow a few simple rules, we probably wouldn't have some of the circumstances, you know, that we have right now. But all I know is, Stan Arthur, you literally are my guardian angel, and you are a guardian angel to 57,000 members of I Love St. Pete. And Dan from the Pesky Pelican, I promise you, I'm going to come get pesky tomorrow. And on Wing Wednesday, they're amazing. The wings are amazing. And he has a Meatball Monday, Taco Tuesday. And he is a restaurant and a bar, so you can, you know, eat and drink. And he does have outdoor entertainment. So please, I want everybody out there to support local. Go buy local. Go to your little teeny corner grocery store and get a couple Gatorades. Do something to help those, because I live on, you know, in downtown St. Pete, and I've literally seen businesses close weekly. And it literally is heartbreaking, because these are businesses that I used to frequent, buy clothes, eat at. And now, because of a really bad, you know, illness and a pandemic, they're done. And these are families. These are people that I know personally, you know, friends of mine that own bars. It's pretty much done. But we have 1 minute left.
Where do they donate?
Once again, Joanne, where do they donate?
They can donate on the, I have a website, lovethyneighborfl.com. But on Facebook, I posted the link to donate. It's on Lisa.
And then you'll share it to me.
Yep. Mine on Joanne Brocchio.
And I've got Lisa Cleary. You can get a hold of her. You can reach her through me, 407-690-8472. She has two commercial properties for rent, 2360 Central Avenue. It's over 3,700 square feet for $5,000 a month. Or we have 1,000 30th Street, and that is $6,500 a month. And also, thank you, Carly Sanford from Psychology, 12900 Starkey Road. They are a motorcycle repair shop. And this has been Lisa V, Hollywood Connections, Beauty Queen Special.